welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, July 15th. You'll be interested to know, 226 years ago today, in 1799, French captain Pierre-François Bouchard discovered the Rosetta Stone in the Egyptian village of Rosetta. This remarkable artifact, inscribed with the same decree in three scripts hieroglyphic, Demotic, and Ancient Greek, became the key to deciphering ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs. The Rosetta Stone unlocked the secrets of a civilization that had long remained a mystery, illuminating the rich history and culture of ancient Egypt. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 3+ feet throughout the morning, providing great conditions for surfers. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 3 mph, which may create some bumps as the day progresses. Enjoy the morning surf before the winds pick up later. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 1-foot outgoing low tide, when the south-southwest swell is 2 feet at 14 seconds and the onshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide Tuesday will be 0 foot at 7 a.m. with a 4.5-foot high tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 71 degrees for the water temperature. Wednesday through Friday features waist-to-stomach high waves, initially clean with light winds, transitioning to fair conditions by midday. Wednesday shines with glassy mornings before winds increase, causing some chop. Thursday and Friday maintain similar patterns with choppy conditions in the afternoons as winds pick up. Expect a mix of rideable surf, especially during the calmer morning sessions. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 70 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 8, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:52. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 68 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low around 64 and gentle winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny days Wednesday through Saturday with highs around 68. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows near 65. Light southwest winds will keep things comfortable. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, last Monday, Marines returned to Imperial Beach after reinforcing the border wall in Cambo, tightening strands of barbed wire around notch posts. This operation, involving the addition of concertina wire, marked a significant military presence at the border. While the Marines completed their tasks, locals noted the impact of the taller wall on migrants. Locals expressed concern about the injuries caused by the wire. And property owners shared mixed feelings about the military's work, acknowledging their respectful demeanor, but questioning the wall's effectiveness. Meanwhile, other news highlights include the challenges faced by asylum seekers and recent immigration enforcement activities. Now on to sports. In a dramatic finish, Seattle Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh clinched the 2025 Home Run Derby, but not without controversy. Raleigh, needing to match Brent Rooker's 17 home runs, initially struggled before switching batting stances. Both players ended with 17 homers, leading to a tiebreaker based on the longest home run. Raley's was measured at 470 feet and 617 thousandths of a foot, just barely edging out Rooker's 470 feet and 535 thousandths. This decision sparked frustration among fans who felt Rooker was robbed of a chance for a thrilling swing-off. Tonight is the All-Star Game. Tarek Skubal of the Tigers faces off against Paul Skeens of the Pirates. First pitch is at 8 Eastern on Fox in Atlanta, Georgia, where the game time temp should be about 80 degrees. In local sports, as the All-Star break hits, the Padres sit at 52 wins and 44 losses, showing resilience despite a familiar struggle. President of Baseball Operations, A.J. Preller, is eyeing another aggressive trade deadline, having previously secured star talent like Juan Soto. With recent links to players such as Jaron Duran and Corey Lee, the Padres are looking to bolster their lineup. Despite a decent record, they need multiple additions to enhance their chances for a deeper playoff run. As they prepare for a crucial 10-game road trip, the Padres aim to capitalize on their favorable schedule and improve their performance. In top news, Starbucks is mandating that its corporate employees return to the office for a minimum of 4 days each week, increasing from 3 days, as part of its turnaround initiative. This new requirement will take effect in the upcoming fiscal year, starting in October, according to Chief Executive Brian Nickel. Employees working remotely will need to relocate to Seattle or Toronto within 12 months. Additionally, Starbucks is offering a voluntary exit program with a cash payment for those who prefer not to comply. Nickel emphasized the importance of human connection in achieving the company's goals. In business news, as Bitcoin prices soar to new heights, companies are increasingly adopting the strategy pioneered by Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy, which involves purchasing and holding Bitcoin on their balance sheets. According to Bitwise, a crypto asset management firm, companies collectively owned 847,000 Bitcoin by the end of the second quarter, marking a 23% increase since the first quarter. Notably, 46 companies, including GameStop, bought Bitcoin for the first time in this period. Sequence Communications has also announced a significant purchase of 370 Bitcoin, aiming to accumulate over 3,000. With an optimistic outlook, industry experts foresee Bitcoin prices rising further due to corporate adoption and a more favorable regulatory environment. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 2%, to just over $117,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just under $3,000. And XRP is up 1% to $2.86. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A middle school student from Ontario, Canada, has captured attention with his impressive take on the legendary Archimedes death ray. Brandon Sinner, who is now 12 years old, was inspired by the ancient mathematician's idea of harnessing the sun's energy. He crafted a miniature version using a heat lamp and four concave mirrors, demonstrating that the concept could indeed work. His experiments showed increasing temperatures at targeted locations, suggesting that a larger-scale version could have been feasible in ancient times. While no archaeological evidence confirms its use, Sehner believes the principle is certainly possible, highlighting the intrigue of Archimedes' inventions. And in entertainment news, school is back in session at Hogwarts as HBO's highly anticipated Harry Potter series has begun filming with an all-new cast. Nearly 14 years after the last movie premiered, this series is described by Warner Brothers as a faithful adaptation of the beloved Harry Potter books. Production, which started at Warner Brothers Studios in Leavesden, United Kingdom, will unfold over multiple seasons beginning in 2027. Dominic McLaughlin portrays a young Harry Potter, Alastair Stout is Ron Weasley, and Arabella Stanton takes on Hermione Granger. Writer Francesca Gardiner and executive producer Mark Mylod expressed excitement for the actors' performances. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Restlessness is discontent, and discontent is the first necessity of progress." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.